everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. Ray's producing and engineering our show today on the other side of the glass. And together we welcome you to this Ides of March edition of the Buckmaster Show. Tuesday, March 15th, 2016. Hope you're having a good start to the week. We've got our live line open at 790-2040 for your questions and comments. We invite you also to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show. Visit us on Facebook and or follow us on Twitter. Let's go to the live line right now. Mike Bays is with us. Mike is manager of HR services for Insperity Company up in Phoenix. And today we're going to be talking with Mike about, is politicking a good idea in the workplace? Mike, how are you?
I'm well, Bill. How are you?
Tell me a little bit about your opinion on whether or not employers should be enforcing a no politics rule.
We wouldn't advise an absolute no policy rule because, it's whether we like it or not, it's dominating the news cycle today or these days. So it will find a place in the workplace. So we advise our clients just to be prepared and to deal with that. You know, if they have a particular policy in place that the owners and supervisors are aware of that policy, and they're careful to enforce it. But it's if you ban the talking of politics in the workplace, you're going to find that it's pretty hard to enforce.
But it's best to set
expectations around the behavior rather than, you know, the activity.
That talk, though, can kind of get out of hand in some cases, can't it, Mike?
It can. We would advise, you know, a client to, you know, don't start it, but don't walk away from it either. It's important that the employee knows that, you know, they shouldn't bait a fellow employee into a heated discussion over ideology. That's just not productive. So it's important to be aware of those situations and pay attention and have your radar on.
Mike, what are the legal issues around this? Because after all, it is a free speech, fundamentally a free speech issue, isn't it?
It is. However, you know, our clients are small, you know, privately owned businesses. And, you know, they can set rules to that effect. But, you know, the employees need to know that they're in an environment where they can speak freely. However, if it gets into bullying or isolation of other employees, then they could be at risk.
But an employee probably could complain to HR if they were being kind of muzzled and told, you know, not to be that they were not being allowed to voice their views. Then what does HR do at that point?
We would investigate the complaint. And if we found that there was any behavior that was inappropriate and unprofessional, then we would, you know, take action in that regard.
What kind of direction do you offer to your employees? And you say you represent a lot of small businesses?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Do you recommend some kind of a written statement?
Well, yeah, that would be good, either in, you know, a policy manual or an employee handbook, just, you know, maybe a paragraph or so, discussing that, you know, we do encourage employees to participate in the political process. However, you know, that they shouldn't, you know, pick a fight with it and take a particular side that... Well, everyone is going to take a side, but don't, you know, bully around opponents of your views.
So do you advise your employers, the folks that you're advising, your different employers, not to be overly controlling and kind of somehow support inclusiveness in the workplace? And how do you do that?
That's very well said. And you know, the leadership of our businesses have to set that tone, and you know, they, by encouraging open dialogue in a safe environment, where people are free to express their views, you know, without fear of retribution. And so, you know, we want to make sure that the workforce is a good place to express those views. And we just want to encourage them to be careful not to touch heated issues. Those tend to kind of derail the conversation, and sometimes you have to know when to walk away.
What would some give us some examples, Mike Bays, of what would be considered really a heated area that perhaps you don't want to go?
Well, you know, some of the sensitive, particularly on social issues that come up in the debates and on the campaign, taking a particular side that might cause a group of employees or an employee to be, you know, kind of set apart and isolated. You want to avoid that. So we would advise supervisors and managers to pay attention to that conversation. And, you know, if they walk up on the water cooler and you've got a couple of employees talking about their views on the political process, it's okay to engage those employees and carry on the conversation. You just want to make sure that the environment is such that it doesn't get out of hand. You know, some folks may come in with very socially conservative views, and some could come in with, you know, very socially liberal views, and those kinds of conversations tend to be the most testy. So you just have to be careful not to let it, you know, go off the rails.
It would be, I guess, a no-no if you come into work and somebody had put a bumper sticker for a particular candidate. I have a candidate in mind, but I won't give you his name on the right there on the water. Right there on the water cooler. So I think that probably would not be appropriate, right? I mean, putting campaign literature on people's desks, that's not cool.
That is correct. And, you know, we strongly encourage our clients not to allow, you know, political gear for a political candidate. Now, obviously, if a client is a candidate's campaign office, then, you know, the rules are different because everyone shares the same ideology.
Right.
But, you know, like shirts with the candidate's name on it, if you go into a public workplace, it's pretty clear that that's not acceptable.
Mike Bays has been with us. Mike, and a bit about your company, Insperity.
Insperity, we've been around for 30 years, and we've been a trusted advisor for small businesses for that period of time, and we manage the company's human resources, everything under the human resources umbrella, payroll, benefits, employee liability. We help clients through that process. We take care of helping them manage their people so they can focus on growing their business and being successful. So we've been successful at doing that for 30 years, and we just want to keep on chugging and just grow the business.
Okay,
here in Arizona.
So this would be for a small business, perhaps that could save by not hiring a full-time HR person. They could let you do all the HR stuff.
That could be.
Yep.
We have some clients that are larger that has a full-time HR mm-hmm. person, and we interface with that individual. And when we have cases like that, you know, our goal is to make that person look like a rock star.
Okay, Mike, we can find out more about Insperity on your website?
Yes, you can. You can also call me directly. I'd be happy to chat with anyone who's interested in learning more about Insperity. Is it okay to give my phone number
over? Of course.
Radio?
Yes.
Yeah, it's area code 480-406-6135. And I'm in Scottsdale.
Okay, and it's Insperity, Insperity. Thank you very much.
That's correct.
Mike, thanks a lot.
It's been a pleasure, Bill. Thank you very much.
Mike Bays with us on The Buckmaster Show. This portion of our program presented by Carriage House. That's Janos Wilder, the famed chef. His new venture And if you've been struggling in the kitchen, Janos has the answer. The James Beard Award-winning chef is now putting on year-round cooking classes. They are taught by Chef Wilder, and he brings in some great guest chefs as well. They're pretty much doing a Tuesday-Saturday schedule right now at the Carriage House for all of their cooking activities. And Carriage House, in a beautifully restored 100-year-old building in downtown Tucson, it's right behind the Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, Janos's restaurant downtown. It's at 118 South 5th Avenue. Check out their website, downtownkitchentucson.com, has all of the information about the upcoming cooking classes. It is just about exactly 12:15 on Buckmaster. Shelley is next, and Shelley, kind of a flat day on the market. Okay, we'll find out about that right after this.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, CFP. Shelley, how are you?
I am well today, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing very well. It's a Tuesday, and the market kind of reacted to the typical Buckmaster show, malaise.
The malaise, the Tuesday
but
malaise.
But it's now like kind of leveled off.
Yeah, we're up a little bit on the Dow and down a little bit on the NASDAQ. Let's call it flat for purposes of argument. But, you know, we had a really good week last week, and I think we've certainly bottomed out, as I indicated a few weeks ago. Looks like the market is, well, we're seeing, at least today, again on the Dow, we're seeing highs for the year.
It's the usual suspects, though, that are causing the little bit of the downturn.
Right. And in fact, it gets a little bit redundant to talk about. We have some not great numbers on consumer sentiment and on retail purchasing from January, and I believe there was a revision, or actually a revision in January, and not great numbers for February, which you would think would cause the market to want to pull back, except there's always that sidebar going on that says the Fed is meeting this week, and if the market looks like it's in any way sluggish, the Fed will use that as an excuse not to raise interest rates. And as you know, we talked just after the Fed announced the interest rate increase in December, I forecasted that we wouldn't see another interest rate increase probably until September. And that's looking more and more like I was kind of right on that one. We're not going to see a rate increase tomorrow, when the Fed comes out and announces what they're going to do. But what they will do is kind of hone in a little bit on what they're looking at and what they see as the important factors in the economy going forward. The strengths of the economy, of course, are growth and especially unemployment. And we're also seeing some increases in wages, finally. So those are the strengths. But on the downside, we're just not seeing manufacturing take off. Automotive is, but the other heavy manufacturing is not. We're also seeing ups and downs in the way consumers are allocating their dollars and where they're purchasing and what they're purchasing. Interestingly, restaurants are doing great.
Oh.
But other kinds of consumer purchases are not doing so great.
Our restaurant clients will be happy to hear that news.
Yeah, they could probably tell you that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, my observation, because we go out a lot, is that the restaurants are busy.
Now, how in the world do you kind of figure that?
Well, you know, I don't. I can yeah. never understand the propensity of people during a period of time when, at least down here in Tucson, theoretically, there's a, you know, scarcity of jobs, even statewide. Mm-hmm. We're a full percentage point worse than the rest of the country in terms of unemployment. How people have the money and the time.
Well, they look at it, I think, as an outing, entertainment, and, you know, eating out can be a great experience.
It actually can. Yes. But a lot of the restaurants that are just crowded as can be are family restaurants. So you have people, you know, in the middle of the week and certainly on Fridays, the whole family kind of comes together at 4 or 5 o'clock, and you have lines at some of the, especially the chains. And that's great. You know, that's great. It just, it's hard to square that with people's concerns about cash flow and liquidity.
Well, there's certainly folks are certainly saving money at the gas pump.
That's true.
Well, not so much as maybe a week ago. The price went up a little bit again, but certainly very, very reasonable prices.
We haven't seen these kind of prices in a very long time.
No.
And when you consider that there's also a way of getting additional discounts on gasoline through supermarkets and that kind of thing. I mean, I think I paid $1.40 a gallon for High Test for 90, you know, 90,
oh my goodness.
92.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And it's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. So we've got the Fed meeting, and we have the issues. The oil came up a little bit, the price of oil. I think that we hit about, at one point in the last couple of days, about $40
yes.
a barrel.
Yes, yeah. Oil is back up into the high 30s. Remember, just a couple of weeks ago, we were down below 30 into mm-hmm. the mid-20s. Mm-hmm. So the petroleum drillers, the people who are worst, most adversely affected by this reduction in the price of crude oil, are saying that they can get back in to development and essentially start producing in wells that they've capped at $40. And so that has given a little bit of a boost to that sector of the economy. We saw some better forecasts from people like Goldman Sachs on the price of oil. They've raised their forecast for the rest of the year close to $5. So where they had been thinking around 30, they're now thinking somewhere between 30 and 40, the average being about 35. And so that gave a boost to the markets, and the headwinds that we're seeing, I think, have to do with the elections. Now, historically, primaries and elections do not have a forecastable influence on what markets do in an election year. But this is, you just have to say, an unusual election year.
To say the least. And especially today for the Republicans. This is Democrats, too. It's a big day. But this, for Republicans, this is a very critical day.
This is a critical day.
This is a critical day.
And really, not just in terms of who's going to be nominated, but how long the uncertainty continues. Mm-hmm. And that, of course, is what markets are concerned about. So if you get both parties continuing to fight these primaries right up through the conventions, then that adds that extra level of uncertainty mm-hmm. in the markets. If, on the other hand, we get some certainty when results come in this evening, then I think, you know, whether you like the results mm-hmm. or not,
right.
From a market's perspective, we'll know just, I think, what to expect in the general election. I mean, we have, and you can look at a scenario where we might have somebody who is more extremely on the left than we normally get mm-hmm. from the Democrats mm-hmm. and somebody who is more extremely on the right, from the Republicans. And those two positions, while from a democracy perspective, they give the voters a clear-cut set of decisions mm-hmm. To make politically. From a market perspective, the market likes down the center.
Yeah, they do.
The market likes
moderation.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, hopefully we will get some clarity today. And it's been an interesting year. We now have recovered the good news from the horrible start to the markets.
Yes.
We're
a little bit ahead of where we started the year. Yeah. We still have some making up to do from the last quarter of last year.
So that's good news.
That's very good news. Yes. And it says that what most people, including what mm-hmm. we've talked about on this show, have been forecasting is a kind of middle single digits growth for the year in the equity markets. And I'm ready to kind of stick with that number for now. If, on the other hand, we get some really good news from either China or Europe, it could be better than that. I don't think it's going to be worse.
All right, Shelley Fishman, thank you very much. And Shelley, the best way to reach you,
just go to the Buckmaster site and hit the hyperlink, and I will return that call via via a phone call or an email almost instantly,
yep.
And we'll get together and see if there's a way I can be of service.
All right. And it's always nice with new folks. You like to sit down and just chat.
Absolutely. The first meeting.
Half hour. Or
an hour.
Okay,
at least an hour.
All right.
You sit down with a couple and talk, or see a person, mm-hmm. and talk about their objectives and see if there's a good match.
Yeah.
And then I usually send them off mm-hmm. to say,
think
please,
it over.
Not only think it over, but interview two additional advisors.
Right.
You should, if you're thinking of switching advisors or finding a new advisor, you should interview three people.
Okay. Good advice from Shelley Fishman, as usual, certified financial planner. You can find out more about Shelley at buckmastershow.com.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We bring you national stories ignored by the mainstream media. Sources include the Washington Times News Service, Personal Liberty Digest, the National Center for Policy Analysis, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Heartland Institute. It is national news coverage from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This new year opens up a world of possibilities. So how about making your vacation dreams a reality? For more than 40 years, Bon Voyage Travel has advised our clients on virtually every detail of their travel planning. Whether it's a luxury cruise, African safari, romantic beach getaway, or perhaps a journey off the beaten path, we work hard to make the most out of your investment. So all you have to do is just pack your bags. To get started, call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at RTAmobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for our monthly conversation on health with Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes is the Executive Director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. Buckmaster live noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI, live streaming podcasts and archive on my site, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show Tuesday edition at 12:34. I was just thinking about Green Things. Been going over there for years, and now they're doing these really neat classes Saturday morning at 10, and they do different kind of things, plant related, of course, at Green Things Nursery, 3384 East River. This weekend at 10, you know, yes, pots are gonna break back on the patio, but there are ways that you can like plant beautiful settings in those, in that broken pottery. Well, they're going to have a broken pottery demonstration and planting this Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at Green Things. You can find out and sign up by going to greenthingsaz.com, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Another one of our fine sponsors has their 10-year anniversary this month. It's Vero Amore Pizza. To celebrate the last half of March, Vero Amore's offering items from the original menu. And get this, this is the good news. The menu will feature the original pricing, Randy Seraglio, from 10 years ago.
All right.
So we got to send you over there to Plaza Palomino. You said you have not been to Vero Amore yet. So go over, check it out. The big celebration will be March 23rd. Eric and Josh Mussman, my friends, will be at the restaurant serving guests not only pizza, but champagne and cake. That's cool. Randy Seraglio is with us. Randy is from the Tucson-based Center for Biological Diversity. They actually started in one of my clients' hometowns, Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, right? That's
over
where the
by
whole...
Over by the mighty Gila Wilderness.
Yeah,
America's
by the
original
Gila
Wilderness.
Yep, that's where the center started. But anyway, there is some news about the Center for Biological Diversity joining, I think, four other environmental groups moving to sue some of the federal agencies over this Veneto development in Benson. Folks have probably heard about it. How many homes is this going to be over in a master planned community in Benson?
I think the latest iteration is like 28,000 homes, which would produce about 70,000 people added to a community that currently has about 5,000. So it's definitely a pie in the sky, get-rich-quick scheme here that is completely inappropriate.
The city council is pretty much on record saying they'd love to have this.
Well, you know, a lot of times political leaders in small towns see all that money on the table and their eyes kind of glaze over and they think, well, you know, lacking too many other options, let's go for it. But there actually is some concern about the effects that it would have in terms of overwhelming the services that the town provides and whether or not the company's going to put up its fair share and that sort of thing. Of course, we're most concerned about the effects on the San Pedro River, and they are legally required to consult with the Fish and Wildlife Service on the effects on endangered species in that area. San Pedro is a jewel in southern
Isn't
Arizona.
Isn't it one of the nation's most endangered rivers?
Yes, it is, and it also is one of the most biodiverse places in North America in terms of the number of species that depend on that area for survival. So it's critically important that the Endangered Species Act be followed and that the impacts be carefully considered. And, of course, we believe that it'll be far too egregious, the damage that would be done by this project to an already threatened river.
So you and these other groups joining up, and what's the suit all about?
Well, they have to consult. They have to find out exactly what the impacts on endangered species are going to be. And they think they don't have to because, you know, once upon a time when this project was much smaller, there was some of that, but now it's a completely different animal. I mean, the scale of the project has grown significantly, and simply the sheer volume of water that they're going to take out of the ground will prevent that water from reaching the river. And in the desert, it's the only reason we have rivers in the desert is because there's groundwater discharging to the surface. And if you intercept that groundwater before it gets to that river, you can kill the river. And that has happened to too many of our desert rivers.
The developer is a company by the name of El Dorado Holdings, LLC. They're behind the Villages at Veneto project, and they're at the center of this controversy. This project is huge, 12,000-acre project, bringing, as you say, 70,000 people to Benson. The current population of the city of Benson is 5,000 people.
Yeah, it's kind of it's definitely overblown, to say the least.
How about a Rosemont update? What's going on with Rosemont? We heard in the current current configuration of the plans, Hud Bay Minerals, based out of Toronto, that's the company that now is proposing to build the mine. In their report, was it their annual report? They said basically the project is on hold.
Yeah, well, Hud Bay is finally admitting what the rest of us already knew, and that is that this project is not going to be built anytime soon. The copper industry is in a total free fall. Globally, copper companies are cutting billions of dollars from their operating expenses, laying off tens of thousands of workers, and that includes thousands of people right here in Arizona, contractors and full-time workers, union jobs.
There are a lot of out-of-work copper-related people here in Arizona.
Yes, there are. And, you know, this is a constant cycle with the copper industry. It's been happening for more than a century. It's just boom-bust. And, you know, the damage that's done economically in these times at the very least equals the whatever benefits might be derived during the good times. And honestly, you know, here in Tucson, we have a diverse economy. It's not like it was 100 years ago. We don't have to, you know, throw in our lot with this kind of totally uncertain boom-bust economic development. I don't know why we would ever want to hitch our cart to that horse. You know, a horse that runs backward as often as it runs forward. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, we have a $2 billion a year tourism and outdoor recreation industry in southern Arizona. Statewide, those industries dwarf the economic impact of mining by a factor of 5 or 6. We just don't have to be beholden to this industry anymore, which is essentially, you know, a global gambling syndicate. You know, you go all in here, you go all in there. You might lose your shirt 9 times out of 10, but if you hit that 10th one, you'll get rich. Well, what does it do to the 9 other communities that are hanging by a thread and then get cut off? It's just not smart economic development.
This comes right, this news that Hud Bay, actually for their balance sheet, they cut over $100 million in equipment and things like that from the balance sheet. But this all comes right as we're waiting for the government permitting.
Yes, there are several shoes that could drop over the next couple months. The first of which, again, is Fish and Wildlife consulting on the impacts on endangered species. Of course, the Rosemont project is sited right in the home territory of America's only known jaguar, El Jefe. So that's a huge conflict right there. In our book, that's a deal breaker all by itself. But this mine also will use so much water, an incredible amount of water, the equivalent to many tens of thousands of single-family homes. And it will be intercepting that water before it reaches Cienega Creek, which is another of our last remaining desert streams, supports numerous species, including several that are threatened and endangered. And the impacts there, again, are just intolerable.
You think within 2 months or so we might hear from some of the government permits?
Yeah. Once Fish and Wildlife signs off on endangered species issues, then the other agencies have said that they'll be able to move forward. The Forest Service, we expect to rubber stamp this project.
Expect they will say yes.
Yeah, they've been a bad actor all along. I mean, the environmental impact statement.
Well,
they claim that the 1872 Mining Act ties their hands, which to some extent it does. But they've said repeatedly that as long as it complies with all other laws, that they have to okay it. But it doesn't. The air quality permit for this project has already been overturned by Arizona Superior Court. So, you know, there's they don't have to go forward with rubber stamping this project, but it seems like that's what they're all about. The Army Corps of Engineers has to decide on a Clean Water Act permit. They have said repeatedly they don't see how they can issue this permit since Rosemont's mitigation plan is woefully inadequate, supported by bad science and manipulated data and lots of other things. So we'll see what happens with all this. You know, either way, there's no way this mine is going to be built anytime soon, and I would suggest that it never should be built.
All right, Randy Seraglio, thank you very much, Randy. Good to see you. We'll get an update from you when we get some of those permits.
Okay.
We were talking about, Randy, we were talking about Silver City. As you know, the Gila was the nation's first wilderness.
Yes.
And it's right there at Silver City. So we strongly urge our listeners, we send a lot of our friends over to Silver City. It's only 3 hours, and it's really a beautiful part of the southwestern United States, the southwest corner there of New Mexico. Silver City and Grant County, find the full listing of the many things to do, including hiking in the Gila. And if you haven't been to the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, that's a must. So check it out. Great places to stay, like Pinos Altos Cabins and Silver City KOA. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, five kids, two grandchildren, and cockroaches. You know what I did? Smartest call I ever made in my life. I called my friend Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. I was introduced to a guy named Joey. He'd been my technician for 11 years. A great job. Guess what? No more cucarachas.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
You're invited to the 2016 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards on May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. We'll be announcing the winners of this year's awards in community service, customer excellence, and ethics. Our keynote speaker is Congresswoman Martha McSally. Join us as we celebrate Tucson's business community. It is the business event of the year. Register now at bbb.org/Tucson.
The Buckmaster Show Arts Report, sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown Fox Tucson Theater. Coming up on March 25th, Friday night, the Fox presents a not-to-be-missed performance welcoming Grammy Award winner and two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer David Crosby is coming to town. Legendary singer-songwriter David Crosby, and ticket prices start at just $32 to see this living legend. Then on Sunday, March 27th, the Fox proudly presents the Alan Parsons Live Project Greatest Hits Tour. He'll be performing in full and spectacular fashion What Goes Up, Games People Play, and Eye in the Sky. To view the full Fox schedule and to purchase tickets to see David Crosby, Friday, March 25th, and Alan Parsons Live Project Greatest Hits Tour, Sunday, March 27th, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome Margaret Regan now. Since 1990, Margaret has been writing about the arts for the Tucson Weekly. She is the author of two very successful books on immigration, the latest Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire, which has won a starred review in Publishers Weekly, has been getting some great reviews. And Margaret, you had some wonderful national publicity. You were on C-SPAN, the book channel, as was I, hosting an event on Saturday. You hosted one on Sunday, and very successful at the book festival.
Oh, I had a great weekend at the book festival, Bill. I got so many people coming to my panels and such enthusiasm. Yeah, it was a big deal for me. I did a one-on-one, just me solo doing a call-in book TV show with The Nation.
Yep.
People calling in to talk to me about immigration. So that was really interesting and unusual for me. So great. I mean, the Tucson Festival Books does a marvelous job for the authors all over the country, and especially here for our local Tucson authors.
Yeah, very successful event up against the Air Show, which was great. They had great attendance too. But so Book Festival has become one of the best and most visited in the United States. Not bad for only 8 years for the Book Festival.
I know.
Festival.
Something like 400 writers. I was paired with the amazing author Luis Orea, who's, you know, a nationally known, very successful writer, and a wonderful guy, by the way. Really a kind and friendly person.
We have interviewed him through the years. Actually, I remember one of his first books. We had Mr. Urea on the TV show, so he's a great guy.
Yeah.
All right. Two short pieces on dance, one of your favorite subjects, coming up in the St. Patrick's Day edition on March 17th of this week.
Yes, I have a very busy weekend coming up, Bill, because I have so many things to go to. Ballet Tucson, this is really exciting for us here in Tucson. You know, that troupe's been around since the mid-'80s. They went pro about 14 years ago, which means they hire paid dancers, which really was a step up for them. But the big news now is that they, for the first time, applied to the Balanchine Trust to get permission to perform a work by the legendary George Balanchine. This is not something that's granted lightly to ballet companies, and they got it, which means they've really moved up in the ranks of the, you know, the ballet companies around the country. So this Friday night, they're opening Serenade, which is one of Balanchine's most pivotal works. It's from 1934, but it still holds up beautifully. I've seen it before. So it's really exciting for Tucson to have that being performed, and it's exciting for Tucson to have our local ballet company being at that level of quality.
That's a nice venue, too, the UA Stevie Eller Dance Theater, Friday and Saturday, and Sunday performance.
Yep. They have many opportunities, and I believe there are two performances each on Saturday and Sunday. And plus, this is their very fun dance and dessert show, in which after the dance program, which also includes other short works besides Serenade, you get to go out and have amazing desserts from many restaurants in Tucson.
Go home with a lot of sugar high after that.
Yes, indeed you do.
There's another dance troupe performing. This is Artificial Dance Project, the Grand Parlor.
Yeah, Artifact Dance Project, actually.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're an interesting group. They've been around since 2009, but, you know, a young local Tucson company. They mostly do contemporary dance, but this show is going to be in the Scottish Rite Cathedral down on Scott. If you know that building, it's near the Temple of Music and Art. That building was built in 1915, so they're celebrating their 100th year anniversary. And they have this amazing and beautiful theater inside. I've only been in it one time. You go in there and you feel like you're in the court of King Louis XIV. I mean, it's amazing, that white molding, blue walls. So they got the deal to dance, you know, perform a dance in that space, and they told me that really the space inspired the work. So it's all sort of old-timey vaudeville dance. Normally they do contemporary, but inspired by the historic nature of their surroundings, they're doing this fun vaudeville show with older style dances, and then a lot of acts that you might see in vaudeville, you know, juggling and clowning and the strongman. So that'll be quite different, and all live music, by the way. They always perform exclusively to live music. Five-piece orchestra will be there performing.
And speaking of music, it's St. Patrick's Day on the 17th, of course, so how about some Irish music?
Yeah, and you know, of course, Bill, I'll be celebrating St. Patrick's Day. I had to miss the parade because I was at the book festival.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only downside of the book festival for me, because I go to the parade every year. But we have lots coming up. Thursday night, one of my favorite local singers, Nancy McCallion, she used to be with the Mollies. She's performing with other musicians at Monterey Court on St. Patrick's Night. And I went to that, my husband and I went to that last year, and it's wonderful. It's an outdoor space, and by the way, for St. Patrick's Day, they're serving corned beef and cabbage, which you can enjoy as you watch the Irish band play.
Of course. And there's a top all-female Irish band coming to town, too. It's at the Fox.
And that's where I'll be Friday night, Bill. That's Cherish the Ladies, which is a really interesting band. They were founded about 30 years ago, and it's all the top female musicians in Irish music, and that's been true almost since the beginning. And when I hang up talking with you, I'm going to be speaking with Joni Madden, who's the founder of the band and a renowned and often celebrated and prize-winning flutist for the band. So they're coming here Friday with Liz Carroll's, one of the Irish fiddler greats. She's really out of the Irish immigrant community in Chicago. And we're going to have a woman from Cape Breton who plays fiddle and dances at the same time.
Wow.
Which is the Celtic tradition in New Breton in Newfoundland. We're going to have some river dancers coming, and a team of five local dancers from our McGuire Dance Academy here in Tucson.
Should be fun. Also, only about a minute left, but I want to point people to your... you did a nice piece, I think it was the March 3rd edition, about the wonderful Navajo weavings exhibit going on over in Sonoyta. And the guy who owns that, I went to the university with way back when, a long time ago.
Yeah. Steve Getzwiller?
Yep.
Yeah, well,
same
what
guy.
An interesting day. Drove down there, beautiful countryside, of course, in Sonoyta. And they have this ranch gallery. It's actually their home, he and his wife, Gail, and... They're having this very unusual show. They've got 65 of these weavings in a particular style. A lot of times Navajo weaving is abstract, but these are all weavings of the Yebiche, which is the name for the holy people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got some historic weavings in that show going back to the early part of the 20th century. So it's well worth a drive down there. Plus, it's beautiful there, and then you get to see these amazing weavings.
Margaret, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you, and to you also.
Thank you very much. Margaret Regan doing our Fox Theater Arts Report, sponsored by The Fox, the crown jewel of downtown. Friday, March 25th, Fox presenting a not-to-be-missed performance by Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, David Crosby. And then it's the Alan Parsons Live Project Sunday, March 27th, the Alan Parsons Live Project Greatest Hits Tour. So you can check out David Crosby. Friday, March 25th, tickets now on sale, and Alan Parsons Live Project Greatest Hits Tour, Sunday, March 27th. The best place to go, Fox website. Visit foxtucson.com. They've got all the information about the upcoming shows. We have an upcoming show, a live show, from 4 to 5 this afternoon. Mr. Mike Shaw and Ray Allen, Ray does such a great job for me, and he also helps out Mike with his show in the afternoon, 4 to 5, for Tucson at 4. And then Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 8. We start our local talk tomorrow at 6. And then Chris and Joe do that. Then the Daily Double with Christy Simone and a different guest host every day. And then I'm back for our midweek edition. It's always wonderful to talk to Dr. Victoria Mazes, our health contributor. She'll be up at the top of the show tomorrow. Till then, on behalf of Ray, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.